Welcome to Refuge of Love. This podcast comes to you from Delaware. I'm Tracy. And I just want to provide to you a comfortable space. A place to run into God's love and find destiny and purpose. If you haven't heard it today, I love you. Smile, baby.
I recently had a health scare. I'm still working through. I had 4 seizures and a heart attack unexpectedly. Life's hard lessons, but a great teacher makes you reach for a prize that's cleaner than a sneaker. It could have been me. It should have been me. But I'm still here. It could have been me. You then, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Sincerely, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive the share of the crops.
It could have been me. It should have been me. But I'm still here. It could have been me.
Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
I hear the message yet. It's hard to follow the rules. Life's got you guessing yet. You want me to keep aim with no second guessing. Now I'm second guessing because I can't eat and sleep. This doesn't work for me. In the battle with life is hassle. Seem like it's more than I can handle. Snatching what I get my hands to. Does it even matter?
Hey, guess what? I love you. More importantly, God loves you. Life's hard lessons, when they hit, 2 things can happen. You either stand and show what you're made of, or you run. We forget that nothing happens to us except it goes by God first. Like Job, there's something on the inside of you that God is very confident in, something that he's proud of. He knows that regardless of the test, come hell or high water, you'll make it through. All he asks from you is for you to believe. Believe is possible. Believe he's capable. And believe in yourself. Believe that you can do all things but fail. Believe in the person on the inside of you that you doubt that's even there. The you that others tried to kill a long time ago. That strong and whole person on the inside of you that the world is waiting to see. This person isn't just realized by waking up and being on time. There's some work to do when you get there. Some blood, sweat, and tears. Some hard times to get through. Some bonding with your father, trusting in his word, and his intentions for your life. in spite of the challenges, we must push forward. Your focus can't be in two places at once. Keep your focus to the hills where all your help comes from. Keep your focus to the instructions and the instructor. Everything is a learning opportunity. Take what you've learned and pass it on to the next generation. Pass it on to someone who's getting ready to go through what you've conquered. Take what you've learned and pass it to someone. Take what you've experienced, good and bad, as fuel for your future. The world may change. Your focus should remain the same. Stay strong and unwavering. Don't allow all your work to go to waste. Disobedience, while in pursuit of victory, just leads to more defeat. Those who work will reap the benefits of their harvest. Being the one staying up longer, getting up earlier, going the extra mile, sets you up for victory. Laziness will never produce a harvest. There have been many before us that went through lengths to push the gospel, to push their vision, imprisoned for what they believed, trying to grant freedom, killed for what they believed, passing on eternal life, keeping the story going. To still be here is an honor. To be trusted with the responsibility of the gospel is a privilege. We should be working as a unit to see the work of the Father done. Yet while we do our part to live for God, life will strike us. No one is exempt from going through something. We're all trying to regain some type of normality during these hectic times. We're dealing with more stress than before. Same bills with larger amounts. The same family with more time at home. These have been some good times, some bad times, and the lowest of lows for others. Wherever you are, don't lose your faith or joy. I recently had a health scare. I'm still working through. I had 4 seizures and a heart attack unexpectedly. Hospitalized for almost a month unexpectedly. I've got some work to do in order to get back to myself, but I'm glad I'm still here to go through it. There's so many different ways my situation could have gone. How many close encounters have knocked on your door? How many times could it have been a whole nother way for you? But fortunately, you haven't seen your end yet. Gratefully, so many came to my aid. Prayers and well wishes came from all directions and beliefs. I'm grateful because I've seen how people can pull together during tough times. I find joy in saying there's nothing we can't face if only we truly come together. I'm not at 100% just yet. I have plenty I could be worrying about. So much stuff I could be focusing on. But the calling and desire to make it is so much greater than my circumstance. Where you have to go is far greater than the pit stops in your life. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. Nothing attacking you is better than you on your worst day. That's why so many things attack you at once. It takes all those little things to shake up what you got going on. Don't get entangled with small things. There's so much greater on the inside of you. Smile, baby. Stay focused. Refuge is here for you. Shoot us an email at refugeof302@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Refuge Love. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or whatever your favorite platform is. Beats are produced by 45 Beats. You can find them on Instagram at FOFIVE Beats. Smile, baby.